Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number? Oh.
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
All right, Tony, we got to do some business with you.
Yes.
One of the main reasons we booked you on the show today, and then thank God you brought Annie Yu in, because we've loved Annie for a long, long time.
Thank you.
Accessibility to radio and the work ethic that is required to come in and sit in on a show like this, there's nobody better than Annie.
Can I tell you something about Annie?
Yes, go right ahead, please.
A week or so ago, Donnie was off one day. Imagine mm-hmm. that. And
how did he swing that?
Man, I don't like the way that tree looks in my backyard. Honey, call the station. I'm not going to be in today. Yes, sir.
Annie. Still won't top Jack Diamond, who called out sick one day. This is a true story. Because his eye was hit by a concussive raindrop.
Oh, I remember that.
And that was a big story over at the Jennifer Street Studios
wow.
over there. That somebody told me, excuse me, I won't be in today. My eye was hit by a concussive raindrop. That's
significant blurring, though, buddy.
You'd probably be mad. I love Jack too. Jack's a good guy.
Annie guested on the show with me. Yeah, guest
host. That's great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
She is a natural. It was great. So much fun.
I was just following you.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
That's sweet.
Do you practice this?
It's all natural, babe. Okay.
Your name came up last week, Tony, when we were just blown away by an announcement from one of our crew members down here at Podcast Village, when he saddled into the station and informed all of us, I'm talking about Rob Ford,
mm-hmm.
that Rofo, your former producer on the yes. Tony Perkins Show, Rob Ford informed us that he is taking the plunge, that he is getting married.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were stunned.
Now, I think something that should be said is we all found out on Facebook. Oscar didn't even know until you and I told him that we found out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And Tony didn't know until I texted him to come in and comment on it.
Literally.
Right, I know a little about Rob Ford. He came up to my place up in Maine one time, mm-hmm. and that really, I don't have nearly the contact that both Oscar and Rob have with him,
right.
and that you had with him when he was producing your show. So you guys take this over. I don't know what to ask as much as you guys probably do.
What was interesting and peculiar, I guess, for mm-hmm. us was the idea that a man child such as Rob Ford, who's now become a wonderful professional in his own right,
staring down 30 years of age.
28, 29, sure. who knows? He's looked the same since I've known him,
yes,
right?
Yeah, so big guy.
And in love, not in love, and you were there for the inception of the relationship,
yes,
right?
So, yeah.
A rocky start.
Here's the mystery to me. First of all, So he is engaged. We've determined that. Yes. Has he revealed the name of his fiance? Because when he was with Gary and I on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, may it rest in peace.
GaryStineFotography.com.
Right. We had to use aliases for her.
Yes.
He wasn't even comfortable being public about her name.
Yes. So this is the same young lady.
It's the same young
same
lady.
Same young lady. You know, I guess over time they've been together for 4 years.
Oh, it's been 4 years.
And
remember, they got a dog together.
They got
That's
a dog.
Step.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we asked her, we said, "Well, what happened? Like, is there some pageantry?
Mm-hmm. How
did
you do
call?
It?
Did you call her dad? Did you do?" And he goes, "No, we're kind of just sitting on the couch for a long day at work, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and he said, "Yeah, let's get married." And then, boom, on Facebook, engage. No ring. No nothing.
No
That's
ring.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get married. Who said that?
I think the Friday...
He kept saying it was mutual.
And he let her name go on our show. Yeah, he talked about her name. Her name is Winona.
Winona. Okay, yes, Winona.
No, did he... I don't remember. Oscar, did he...
He never mentions her name.
Okay,
no.
So well, let's right. go with yes. Winona.
So right. okay. what he said is Winona, Fiona, Pink. Fiona, their dog.
Yes.
And
their virus, Corona.
and for me it was blink if this was forced upon you
yeah.
from a
okay.
guy's perspective
because okay.
I remember that Friday was after a long week's work and we didn't leave here till like 9:30 p.m. after I would say he got in before 8 a.m.
and to paint a picture he indicated that the night of the proposal he was couch flopping tired
yeah.
like he just sort okay. of flopped yeah. down before okay. the conversation
he also
began.
Said they discussed it prior to this
they had discussed it yeah
it was kind of an ongoing discussion that they right. had talked about it so that was there
so when know, we heard well. No ring no like and Mike doesn't like the whole asking the family for the blessing or permission
well I He's said to them both
down
Rob
on
and,
one knee
he did not he sat on the no, couch
and Rob and Oscar and I split because Rob and Oscar felt that the traditional thing is to asked the family, and I'm the oldest one in the room, and I said, no, I mean, that's yeah. not required
not anymore.
Stuff
no.
anymore.
I think it's
I
good
didn't
form.
Think that was...
it's a sign
well, maybe
of respect.
It's good form, but you're an old soul.
And look where it got me anyway, so whatever.
but you know, and Oscar from the Latin experience,
no
which
mercy.
Is traditionalist
yeah.
in that.
Yeah, you got
so,
it.
But I'm like going, if there was a proposal and I got a call from... you know, one of my daughters, and it happened. It wouldn't be that. It's not like I need them to fly down and ask permission. It would be nice,
sure.
but it's not required.
What about a blessing?
What's that?
A blessing, maybe not permission, but a blessing.
So if a guy called me, this is the way I look at it.
Yes.
If a guy called me and said I'd like to take your daughter's hand in marriage, I would consider it a respectful thing to do.
Yes. Okay.
And it would be a bonus. I would in no way expect it.
Right. You wouldn't be mad if your daughter called and said, hey, I got engaged to Joe or whatever. You wouldn't be mad.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad. No, because I don't expect it to be right. asked of me. And if I've met the guy and we've hung out now, if it was completely sight unseen.
I would sure. also say the fact that if you are asking for a daughter's hand, you're expecting a yes.
Yes, that's right.
You don't
that's
call right. if you think there's a glimmer of doubt. So it is more of, right. I guess, a sign of respect.
Now, what
than
is
anything
the,
else.
What's the Asian experience?
Well, I think out of respect, you do meet with the family
yes.
and ask. It's pretty much like the Latin
Latino,
culture.
Latino, yeah.
In my case, Dee did not. Which is why we haven't seen him since. No. no, I'm kidding. You know, Dee, come to think of it, Dee didn't ask my parents for a blessing or permission, nor did he get down on one knee.
Oh.
And so I kind of relate to Rob in this scenario because our experience was we were just sitting Indian style on the ground looking at each other and he kind of tossed a ring box at me and it was a plastic ring box that I got in a press kit.
This sounds amazing.
I know. I don't
was
share this story
Was it in a romantic
often.
Location at least?
It was in my bedroom where I lived with my parents and I had my twin bed right there
Aww.
And all my pink. I got married early, guys.
Did you ever have, like, Hello Kitty on the wall?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
How, boy, that
how
just made that really weird.
I was 24 years old
well,
when he...
I was 24 the first time.
When he... Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, that's not what I want to hear.
How long have you... Well, I don't want to date you.
We were dating for 6 years, and then we have been married for 11 years this July.
Oh, fantastic.
Congrats. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You know
Although
what?
no one's
I
ever
will...
seen him, so I could be lying.
I
This is the truth. I get to say this now. I will be married 11 years in
Yay!
September.
Yay! Wow. Congrats.
That's
yes.
Great.
Awesome.
And to be specific, in a row.
Yes, in a row. Thank you. Thank you.
To this
and
one.
D, by the way, we say D for those of you around the country who don't know who D is. D is for Darius.
That's all right. Right. Like, Darius, that's right.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's right.
All right. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Supported him when he went to the country.
And he is married to Hootie.
Yeah. Who do you? He hated that. Man, did he hate that. Everybody calls me Hootie.
I know.
24, I think that's an engagement you would expect. So maybe we do have a perspective that they're both young.
Yeah.
Oh, how old is Rob?
He's 28.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And how old is Winona?
I think she's 24, 25. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Listen, I'm surprised. You know, I think he
if
may
he's
have been,
happy, we're happy.
Yeah. I just like looking at your face right now. That's all.
As someone who has a great working relationship with Robin, who watched him mature from actually intern to producer, you saw it happen under your tutelage. What is your percentage chance that he was somehow coerced into this?
I don't think he was coerced, but I think he was sleepy.
That's what we said on the thank you. Yeah. We said it was just the path of least resistance.
Yep. Yeah.
They had a good thing going on. Yeah. He didn't want to break the lease. Right. If it was a no-go, then there would be a much more work in the private sector that he'd have to deal
with. They're on the couch watching Netflix.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose their Netflix account. Yeah. It's like, you know, this is all pretty good.
Who's going to keep the dog? Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Rofo. The engagement's still on, to the best of my knowledge.
It's still Facebook official, yes.
And we're here 100%, Mike. And if they need a venue, we can talk about it because the second floor is open.
That's right.
TMOS Classic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI. And a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number? Oh.
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Carla! Once you come into the focus, come into focus.
It's like a Fellini film.
You gotta really learn it. Lean in.
Lean in
so people can see you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. There you are.
Hey,
hi.
What is this?
There you
it's
are.
It's a portrait effect.
It is.
Wow. Awesome.
Wow. Good luck today.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to need it.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's the person we had drinks with the other night and dinner? What did they say about testosterone and me? What were they doing?
She could help you.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get you all settled.
Yeah, something like we're going to get you the help
settled?
You need.
We're going to get pellets in your ass.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Another time. Thank you. Sleep Number stores. Go to sleepnumber.com/TMOS. When you go to a Sleep Number store, please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you pellets in your ass.
Right. In yo.
I don't know what that means.
That's going to be either. A great air check.
Can I tell my yogurt story,
Mike, I was just wondering if you had anything that had to do with yogurt to tell us.
Right. Here it is.
All right.
And stop, Rob, with the biological functions, all right?
Right. I agree.
This is...
Oh, my God.
This place now, more than any time in years past, I always tell you it gets more crowded and more crowded and more crowded. We venture out, and I'm with my wonderful little son, and he doesn't want to go out. And who can blame him? Going out of the house the way it is down here. The traffic is here. The people are here. It's crazy. It's nasty. And so parking lots that in the summertime are virtually devoid of people are right. now just busting at the seams.
Gridlock.
There are people everywhere. So the job is to, what am I picking up? I'm picking up, I think, some protein for the keto dinner at Costco. And I had to get one other thing that I don't remember at Costco. But it's a real quick trip. I pick up a few things for dinner. And as I'm, it's so crowded. And as I am walking my shopping cart, there is a lady, and I'm briskly walking because I want to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady is in front of me and starts to move across and looks at me, top of her lungs, and goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!" And that's the way it sounded too, with her with her nasty scowl, and so I, you know, and she cuts across in front of me. After saying "whoa, whoa," with no other greeting or thank you, excuse me, or anything like that, so I look over at her at the exact same volume level, and I go "whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa," and the people in back of me crack up. A slightly younger couple laughing, and that's, I turn around.
The original "whoa, whoa" lady. Can you estimate her age?
78, 79
but
years
getting,
old.
Getting around okay, but older.
Maybe older. Maybe okay, older. Right. And just sitting there with this face.
Scowl.
They all have this face.
Yeah.
Like that. And I turn around to the people who are laughing at what I did, and I go, "It's season in Florida."
Yeah.
And so I check out, and I promised Michael that I would go to Yogurt Mountain. Which I think is the name. Do you have those in a...
No, I think this might be exclusively Florida.
I think it's called Yogurt Mountain.
Yeah.
Look it up. It might be... I think he said Yogurt Mountain.
Yeah, let me tip that into my
That's
old...
That's a video Mountain. I found last right. night.
Twice Gross. A morning, Mike.
Gross!
Guys, I don't want any more... jokes, okay?
That was not,
can we please...
That was not that.
Was this me?
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to...
Easy.
Robin Pony.
Yeah. Well, but they're both sexually deprived for different reasons.
All right. So listen, we go there and he wants to get his yogurt that he loves the yogurt where you can self-serve yourself and then put all the stuff in it. Right. So there's one of these stores over in the mall. And that was that's what got him out of the house. And I said, "That'll be your thing for the day." He said, "Can't we go to Chuck E. Cheese?" I said, "We don't go to Chuck E. Cheese every weekend. All right. It's not, you know, your life is not an amusement park yet.
Yogurt Mountain, a national chain. There's one in Hanover, Maryland.
Yeah, there you go. Yogurt Mountain. So we go over there and...
Over 50 toppings?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a, you know what? If you are looking for a sugar rush, it's, you know, it's a salad
bar. It looks fun.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. Yeah. We go there. So we walk into Yogurt Mountain and there's a lovely little teenager that's, you know, working at a part-time job there. And she's there. And there's a man in front of us and he kind of... does a slide in front of us, but not in a rude way. He just wanted to get his sweet sugar on. And so he goes in front of us and he asks for, they give you sample cups so that you can go up and try the different yogurts. And they ask, so I'm not able to partake because it's got sugar and I don't want to, you know, screw up what I'm doing right now. So Michael gets his little sample cup and he moves over and he's trying the different flavors and it's adorable. And it's fantastic. And one of the flavors, I think, is mint chocolate chip.
Aww.
And the other is cookies and cream. But I should point out that, you know, it's one of these yogurt flavored things. These
yeah, are, you gotta pull cookies, them. Self-serve.
And it's also not cookies and cream
that comes out. No.
It's the flavor of cookies and cream. Right,
because it's got to be smooth.
Right. So the guy's in front and the older guy, it's kind of a golfer dude that's getting his stuff and he's amused with Michael, which I think is great. Thank you for, you know, engaging with my son. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. So at this point, he picks white chocolate mousse. That's the flavor of yogurt that he gets. I'm like, well, way to go, sophisticated.
Yeah,
little
nice
I
palace.
Stay away from mousse regularly.
Well, that's where the maturity ends because when I give you the toppings list, that's when he becomes a 6-year-old. He is 1,000% 6-year-old, and I still remember what he picked.
Okay.
Okay. So he gets his yogurt mousse. And he fills, you know, I filled it for him. And, you know, you don't want to go too crazy because they only have this one, like, medium size.
It's also weight-based.
Yeah, I was going to say they sell by weight, right?
It's sell by weight. Yeah. So he gets his little yogurt, it's white chocolate mousse. And then it's over to what he really likes, which is the topping bar. So here are the toppings on his ice cream. And you tell me if there's anybody that other than a 6-year-old that could ingest this concoction. He gets... Stroop waffles, little mini Stroop waffles that they have there. He gets two of them. I said, how many do you want? He says, two. This is his treat. He gets right. whatever he wants on the thing. And by the way, it's by weight, you know, so it's not like we're piecemeal.
That's
so
light.
I said, Stoop waffles.
That is
then
it.
He moves on. He moves on to the one item that really would prevent me from enjoying it. He wants Sour Patch gummies.
Oh, so no!
So white chocolate mousse, Stroop waffles.
That is quite
And Sour Patches. Then he gets chocolate shots. And what was the last one that he got there? Oh, my God. I'm going to forget. Oh, here we go. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles cereal.
Yes.
So that's it. A combination of chocolate and fruitiness. That is
the
just,
sour, though.
Oh, this is.
Oh, and here's the deal. Yogurt. The thing. The only problem with frozen yogurt is that it always has the slightest underpinnings of sour because it's yogurt, right?
Right.
So don't put Sour Patch Kids on to underscore
that,
it.
He doesn't know that flavor profile.
I know, but still.
He is happy.
Did he eat it?
So, he ate it when we got home. So we get up to the cashier and we're going to check out. And I am behind the golf guy that was engaging. He pays. And I'm taking a step up when, out of the left corner of my eye, comes a monster.
Oh, no.
An evil 70 plus year old bowling ball, furry facial hair, female monster bitch that comes out of the corner and just does literally. Doesn't give me, or more importantly, my son, a second thought as she bowling balls her way up to the counter and says to the cashier, "What's this?" Showing this little poop of her sample cup to the person, "This isn't cookies and cream."
Oh.
And she said, "Where is the cookies and cream? You don't have it here." And the lady behind the counter says, "Oh, it's the third. It's the third one down. Yeah. The right spigot has the cookies and cream." "No, this is what I got." And she says, "I'll give the girl a lot of credit." Mm-hmm. She looks right back here. He said, "That is cookies and cream."
Yes.
At this point, this rhino troll says in her raspy, nasty ass voice, filled with attitude, "Well, I didn't see, and it's not cookies and cream, chocolate chip cookie dough."
Okay.
She
right.
says,
"Fair.
I didn't see any chocolate chips or cookie dough come out." At this point, I want to get, if I had a full cup of water, I would have dumped it on her head.
Oh, no.
She is so, being so rotten.
Hostile.
To this girl.
Yes. Yeah.
She's being so, and she's in a place where she's getting a treat. Why are you being a monster to this poor teenager that's working her part-time job? So she, the lady explains, the girl behind the counter says, "Well, chocolate, it's not really chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. It's chocolate chip cookie dough flavored yogurt."
Yes.
And I swear to God, this is the quote. She says, "Well, if you say so," and turns around, and I'm like, I'm so put off by this woman.
You'd have to be speechless at this point.
Right. We pay. It's roughly $5 and change for this yogurt and with the way I hand this young lady a $20 bill.
Good man.
And I say to her, "Keep the change because," and I said, as we're walking, and I know the lady, Koba, I said, "Because we're all not like that."
Good man.
And good fortunately, man. My son was oblivious to it, and we walked out, and now I've used too much time. But God, old people, okay?
Represent yourself.
Sons and daughters of the greatest generation are, I think, the worst generation.
I think you may be right.
Entitled, rude, soft, and a bunch of f***ers. Okay.
TMOS Classic.
Welcome back to the show. We're taking your Christmas complaints, and we've got them for you right now. We have doppel complaints, two for the price of one. Let's take another call right now.
Hi, TMOS crew. This is Janet from Rochester, New York. I want to thank you,
Janet,
for the opportunity to air our holiday complaints. I have two. The first is that maudlin, insipid song about the kid who wants to buy red shoes for his dying mother. Merry Christmas. And the second and more important one is, please, for the love of God and your fellow men and women, stop with the Hickory Farms crap box in the office gift exchange. It is the worst. It clearly shows that you don't want to shop and you don't care who gets it, so please don't even participate. Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for all you do. I am anxiously awaiting my very first fruitcake.
Ooh, your first one. Let us know. Let us know. Let us know. That's wonderful. I love that call. Let's take another one on the complaint line.
Hey, it's Dave. Complaint. Holiday-related complaint. Hanukkah candles. There's a lot of companies that make them, but the typical ones drip. Hot wax. A lot. All over the place.
That's Smolar, right?
Yeah, of
is
course.
That Smolar?
Smolar.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah,
Dave,
Smolar.
Call after the first of the year. All right, let's
he
take
a... He has a different new year than us.
I thought he was going to say all over your body.
All over your body.
Wax
Thank you very much.
At the Smolar house.
Hey, we got a... This is not a complaint. This is a happy anniversary.
Hey, guys. This is Jewel from Cincinnati. I'm perpetually about 2 weeks behind on the podcast, so I don't know if the Yak Chat is on or off at the moment.
Yep, sorry, couldn't get to all your call. Let's
my
take
God.
It.
There's a long tail.
Long tail. I know there is. All right, I'll.
Hey guys, it's
John
Jewel
Cougar
from Cincinnati.
Jewel,
I'm perpetually about 2 weeks behind on the podcast, so I don't know if the Yak Chat is on or off at the moment. But I wanted to call and wish you guys a happy 10-year anniversary. I always remember that this is the day because, well, it's tomorrow, but today is my birthday, and that's an easy day to remember.
Ooh.
And about 10 years ago, I also got laid off, so
Oof.
Let's go get him. Thank you, guys.
Go get him. Thank you very much.
Him. Happy holidays, Yak Shack. 3 days after having my hip surgery, and I feel like crap. Mike, you didn't tell me that it was going to hurt this much.
Oh.
Oh, well, everybody have a good Christmas. This is Bill from Washington, D.C.
Hey, that guy Bill. That was laid off 10 years ago, you think he has a job yet? Because he
I'm
didn't indicate
sure.
that he's able to land
he said,
on his
go,
feet.
He said, go get him, which is good.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
Go so that's the answer, go get him.
Still fighting
I'm
the
sorry,
good
I'm thinking about the last call, the guy with the hip, you know, because I'm thinking, yeah, I should have told him. It hurts more.
Mike, you shook it off, though. You were right back on that horse.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I the first one, all sorts of issues. All sorts of issues.
Do you remember,
issues.
Though, how many days did it take you to come back on the air?
I was on the air right away,
right?
Because I could sit and do
I remember.
This.
Irish,
yeah, right away.
I remember getting up after I do the show after that, and it was just like, God,
you
oh,
did
no,
the show.
God.
Yeah,
I did the show.
That's
yeah, I did the show.
Incredible,
because I'm a mang. I'm a mang. Hey, somebody wants to talk about the Irishman on the bitch line.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, I'm calling with the holiday grievances, and I gotta tell you. Thought I was going to complain about my family and, you know, having to see all of them and put up with all that nonsense. But I got to tell you, one grievance stands above all. And that is you guys with your inconsistent hate of the Irishman and just...
Did he say inconsistent hate of the Irishman?
Yeah, that kind of diffuses
it. That it's not unified?
Yeah. Or that we went back and forth. I think we all disliked it from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it, but the Irishman is weird. A lot of I feel like there's a hype machine behind it.
We put more thought into the Irishman than we did than you did your daughter's sleeping arrangements.
Yes, oh, most definitely.
How wrong
Good
you
call back.
Are about it. That
Thank
movie
you.
Is brilliant. That movie is
back to the call.
The American gangster shown over the course of the rise and the fall of it. It's incredible. It is Martin Scorsese's best movie. Oscar, for you to say that.
Suck it.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, not enough
wow,
time for that.
Wow, that's
Thank
not
you.
Like you.
No, I usually no. like the listener.
Yeah.
That guy.
A lot of
Suck
people,
it.
Look, the fact is a lot of
Show
people
name.
Like the Irishman. We did not. Let's take a call from Joe from Lodi. He called on the Yak Shack
yes.
a lot.
Hey, my Christmas complaint line call. This is Joe from Lodi. I didn't get to share. My complaint is the Yak Shack died before I got to share my Christmas horror story about my ex-wife cheating on me just before Christmas. horror story. Oh, sorry, guys. I got nothing. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey, you. Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it. Another call from Northern California.
God damn it, from Sacramento.
Thank you very much.
That's
appreciate
it?
That. Yeah, we got another short one. Short, genuine grievance.
You know what ticks me off during the holiday season? When some housefrau parks her cart in the middle of the grocery aisle
Frau.
To compare prices on something and then gets pissed when you ask her to move aside so you can get through.
Thank you.
That's
appreciate
it.
That. That's
you know, that really had vitriol.
Here's a St. Petersburg call.
Hey, sexy boys. This is Kim calling from St. Pete, right. Florida.
Hi.
The biggest bitch about Christmas is the expectations and the overboard gift giving. I'm always broke at Christmas, and I don't need any more crap that I don't need. People are buying me way too much crap just to say that they gave me a present. I'd rather just skip it all and spend my money on the TMOS bonus show.
There you go. Rich. Yeah.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Yes. That's that. My kind of call.
Hell yeah.
All right. The crappy Christmas is our next call here.
Hey, this is Morton from Hialeah. I want to share with you my most memorable Christmas story. One year, I took my daughter up to the north where my father was living with my challenged brother. And my father was probably drinking too much at the time. We were there for Christmas Day. My sister was there. And all of a sudden, my daughter came over and told me that the water wasn't draining in the shower. And then my brother came over and said the toilets weren't working. So my father just kind of grumbled and said, well, no one's going to come out on Christmas Day. My sister, being who she was, took command and called somebody. They came out. I went downstairs with the plumber, and
oh, no.
There was access pipe to the septic system there. It was about at maybe face height, and he took the cover off, and there sitting right there inside the pipe was a big old turd. So anyway, he put a snake down it and went ahead and cleaned it out as best he could. See, the old man hadn't been keeping up on getting the septic system pumped out. I went back upstairs, and in one of the toilets, my brother had just been in there, and he left this enormous turd in the toilet, and it was very disturbing to see. Now, when he drove me back to the airport, I talked to him about it. You know, I referred to it as the gigantic turd, and he said that it was just a change in the bowels. He was not concerned about it at all, but it was absolutely what? The biggest turd I ever saw in my life.
Okay.
All in all, it was a crappy Christmas.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Look, there he goes. There's the man right there. He loves that. There you go.
Mike, this man has a master's degree.
There you go. Thank you. All right, got a few more left here with your Christmas bitch line.
Hey, guys. Derek in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Mother, man
and
a
half-er. I would like to voice a holiday complaint. Something I'm not looking forward to this Christmas is getting together with the whole family, because a couple people on my wife's side are vegans, and it started, and you know, I know vegans that are fine.
Fine.
I feel like these people do it for attention, and it started several years ago. Suddenly, they brought their own food.
Oh, no.
And then, the next year, there were some vegan offerings at dinner. And the next year, there were more, to the point that we were having almost a whole vegan meal. And these are two families out of a large family. Suddenly, we're catering to these people. And it really got bad one year when my mother-in-law looked at me and said, I don't know what I'm going to feed you. And I was like, I'm not the one with the special diet. I eat everything. It doesn't matter what it is. I will eat it. Vegan or not, fine. I'm not the one causing the problem here. So I get that to look forward to. And hopefully there is normal food available. But if there isn't, I will nicely eat whatever is provided because somebody made it for me.
Awesome.
Merry Christmas, guys. Love you. Bye.
I'm that not the problem.
That's great.
That's so
that
real.
So
we have a vinyl corner for Rob right here.
Hey, boys and girls. Mike calling from North Idaho. Idaho, the dumbest state in the nation, according to the polls.
That's nice.
Rob, let me ask you, are they all a minute and 45 seconds? It's not your fault, but are they all a minute 40?
Let me tell you, you know what, as a preemptive, let me just say this, gentlemen, one thing. Thank you for calling. I have that record, too. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay, thank you very much. Alan Wenzel weighs in on
the Uncle Mike, bitch lunch.
Hi there.
Old pal, Alan Wenzel.
Hi, Alan.
And here is my Christmas beef. It's pompous Christmas newsletters.
And so when we get these newsletters at our house, a member of the family is given the opportunity to read it dramatically, but they can also change some of the facts that they want to do that. So, for instance, if little Johnny is being praised because he spent 4 years in the Peace Corps, well, maybe little Johnny spent 4 years in the clink because he tried to knock off a liquor store. That's all I'm saying. And that's the true meaning of Christmas right there, isn't it?
It's a fun household.
So Merry Christmas to all my TMOS friends. Rob, what time should I show up on Christmas Eve? And here's to another 10 years. Bye.
Thank you, Alan Wentzel.
5 p.m., Alan. 5 p.m.
College friend from American University. And our final Yak Shack.
I hold in my hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, the final one.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, this is Craig from California. This is not called the Yak Shack. This is more like the Narcissism Shack, so that the same people can hear their own voice every week. Glad that you discontinued it. Now you're going to bring it back. Please, please. We can't bear to hear the same New Yorker with the awful accent speaking. Or,
what?
I don't know,
what?
Whomever.
What?
Anyway, happy holidays.
What? Thank you.
That's
that was
nice.
Kind of it.
He flamed
That's
out.
Good.
He flamed
very
out.
Very good. I'm very glad. I'm very glad we got
like
to
the Yak Shack.
It flamed out.
Flamed
that's
out.
Why
out.
We do it.
Yep. Flamed out.
We'll take calls maybe in a year.
Yeah.
In a year. That's
what about
the way that'll go.
Easter.
Easter, yeah. Next holiday with the bunny.
Exactly. The bunny, the rabbit, Easter rabbit.
Good stuff.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tap. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number? Oh.
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.